Okay. What about...
And I think the people back a long time ago ate a lot better than we do now, so I don't think it would be an old... If anything, wheat bread would be an older bread.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. Natural wheat bread or something.
Uh-huh. What about... Now, you mentioned cinnamon rolls. Are there other things like that that you get?
Buns.
Buns.
Biscuits.
Biscuits. What about...
Donuts.
Okay. What about the stuff that covers, you know, the gooey stuff that they pour over the top of a donut? What do you call that?
Icing.
Icing.
Jelly.
Jelly. Jelly donuts.
Mm-hmm.
What about bread made with cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Cornbread. What if it's little sticks like this?
Corn sticks.
What if it's the kind they sort of roll out with some onion in it? And
hush puppies.
Okay. Let me see. And what about the kind they used to make in a right on top of the stove in a big pan?
My daddy does cornbread up there sometimes.
Cornbread on top.
It's better in the oven, but he has done it up there.
What would he call it then? Does he call it anything different?
I don't know. Bread patties or something. We don't usually have that. He's done it once in a while.
Whole cake? You ever hear whole cakes? Okay. No? Okay. Then if you make bread at home, you call that?
Homemade bread.
Okay. And if you buy it in the store, then it's?
Store-bought.
Will you store-bought normally, or is that just, normally, that's?
That's where you get it.
That's where you get it, okay. Then sometimes you can make a batter in the morning and fry it up and
pancakes.
Okay. And then if you're talking about the weight of flour, you might say you went to the store and you bought 5 pounds. Okay. And the stuff they used to make it rise.
Yeast.
And the inside part of an egg.
The yolk.
Okay. And the color of that is?
Yellow.
Okay. And if you cook them in hot water, then they're?
Boiled.
Okay. And if you, sometimes they'll just take them and break them right in hot water. Cook them in hot water, like that. Poached eggs?
Poached. Well, we always did them in this little tin pan with butter.
Uh-huh.
But it was, you know, the tin pan was sitting over some boiling water, but you didn't break it into the water.
Okay. If you make them in a frying pan, then they're?
Scrambled.
Okay.
Or fried.
Okay. And then the meat, kind of meat you might have.
Steak, or pork chops, or hamburger.
Okay. Or with
or
eggs?
Or fish.
Okay.
Or bacon.
Okay. And if you have some meat that's been hung in a smokehouse for a while, that's called?
Smoke.
Okay. I think you got another customer. I'm working up with it. Let me see, where were we? We're talking about bacon. Bacon and,
eggs.
Okay, if it's got more fat in it than bacon, what do you call it?
Streakaline.
Streakaline. And if it's more fat than that even, it's?
Fat.
Okay. Let me see, the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain.
Sausage.
Okay. The guy who cuts up the meat and makes sausages?
Butcher.
Okay. And if the meat's been kept too long, you say it's what?
Old, spoiled.
Okay.
Bad.
Okay. What about, like if you have butter that's been kept too long?
Spoiled.
Okay. What about milk?
Spoiled.
Okay.
Soured.
Soured. What about if milk gets real thick?
Curdled.
Curdled. Okay. Then...